for ACB Radio. This is Don Ball with a review on an MS-DOS program. For those of you who haven't heard your ASAP screen reader and all of the DOS prompts and things associated with DOS for a while, you're going to get a bit nostalgic with this program I'm going to be reviewing today. The program is called DOS Image and can be found at www.bootitboting.com. That's www.bootitboting.com, which stands for Boot It Next Generation. This company has three main software packages. One is called Boot It Next Generation, I think, which includes everything and runs around $50 or so in price. And this is a partition maker, multi-boot type program that will allow you to set multi-booting partitions and I guess have NTFS partitions and that sort of thing. But the two programs we're going to be mainly concerned with, actually, one is WinImage. And WinImage will allow you to make an image of a drive in Windows and back up that hard drive. The main program that I'm going to be focusing on is DOS Image. DOS Image will take your entire hard drive and back it up either to an alternative hard drive or to a CDRW drive if you have your ASPI or your SCSI drivers installed. It will look for that drive and allow you to build a multi-disk copy of your hard drive. Now, there are other imaging programs out there. There's Ghost and a lot of other programs, so you're probably wondering why I'm going out of the way to demonstrate this program. This program, the reason I'm going to be focusing on it is that it is menu-driven. You can go through the program with your DOS screen reader, and it will ask you, you know, which drive do you want to back up? Where do you want to put the files? Whether those files would be on CD-ROM or an alternative hard drive. What size files do you want to create? Whether you want to create a 2 gigabyte file or whether you want to create one that's 700 megabytes long for CD, 80-minute CD, or whether you want to create one that's 648 megabytes long for a 74-minute disk. You can set up all of these options by menu. Now, there is a command line structure for this program, and you can go through that. And to me, the command line structure makes a lot more sense than the command line structure for Norton Ghost, but I never used it. Conceivably, you could run this program, create your image, and exit it all with command line options. But that's not why I'm going to purchase this program. And that's exactly what I'm going to show you during the course of this report. Now, I'm going to go ahead and turn my system on and get everything fired up here. And, yes, we will be booting to DOS. I have everything ready to do what I want to do. And the machine will be up in just a minute. The company is called Terabyte Unlimited. And, again, their website is http://www.bootitng.com. And we have some floppy action. I want to stress again, the reason I'm reviewing this program today is the fact that it is menu driven, and that's the reason I'm going to purchase this software. It is $19.95 from Terabyte Unlimited. You can get WinImage if you want to try the program, and if you're using Windows 98, you can get it, and it includes DOS Image for around $25 or so.
DeckTalk Express is connected, running version 4.2c. Perfect Paul, the colon bank raider, unlocked.
And I would love to see some folks design some command line batch files for this program. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Now I'm going to go to my other floppy. This program will fit on a boot disk, by the way. I'm using a Windows 98 boot disk. I have it on a second floppy, but you really don't need to. It's a small program. I'm going to run the program. It's called image.exe.
I-M-A-G-E.
And I'm going to set granularity with ASAP. Those of you who have used it understand what I'm talking about.
Option 9. Granularity set. This program is to be used for evaluation purposes only. To purchase a full use license, visit terabitinc.com. Press enter to continue.
Terabyte Inc.
Create image.
Now, there are other options here, but when you set the granularity up, all you get is the one option. So it's right on the highlighted item.
Restore image. Create image.
These are the only two options.
Hard drive 0. Hard drive 1. 0.
It's letting you know that you have two hard drives there, and it wants to know which one you want to back up. I want to back up 0.
No name 0, partition 0, 119,469 MB FAT 32.
It's telling me it's a 20 gigabyte partition. It doesn't have a volume label. It's telling me all about my C drive there.
File.
Now, here's another set of menu options. You can either back up to file.
CD.
Or CD.
File.
I'm going to choose file.
File name colon.
And you have to include the drive in the path. When you are going to send an image over to a drive, it has to be included. If you're on this boot disk right now and you just type a name without a path, it will send it to the floppy and you'll get an error, of course. And we just type in the file name.
D colon fact at P B A C K U P 2GB.
This is where you select your file size.
648 MB. 698 MB.
Again, no graphics or GUI or anything to confuse the issue.
Do you want to validate the image after it is created YN? Y.
Yes.
Byte for byte comparison YN? Y.
Yes.
Image 1.40.
And the image is being created. I don't know if the status is echoed or not, but we can check the status in just a minute with the review cursor in ASAP. I'm going to break away from this image creation process and lead you through the restore process. I'm not going to restore it, but we are going to go through the restore process so that you can see kind of what that looks like. Let me check status and see if this is moving on here.
Top blank. To purchase a flip blank. Image 1.40. Imaging in process. Blank. Progress 4. Progress 4.
Progress is 4%.
Progress 4.
And we'll make sure that's going to change here in just a second.
Progress 5.
And it is changing, and I will come back in just a minute, and we'll go through the restore process. Okay, we finished the process, and this is the screen that you get. You always get the license at the top.
Next, this program is to be used for evaluation purposes only. To purchase a full-use license, visit terabitinc.com. Image 1.40. The process has completed successfully. Progress 100. Copyright C1996-2003 terabyte unlimited. All rights reserved. Insert. The colon back greater.
And it takes you back to the A prompt. Now we'll go back into image again and look at the restore process.
IAAGE. Create image. Restore image.
We're going to go to restore image this time.
File.
File, yes.
Backup. IMG 512.11.22.23.5:41.
And I thought it was going to give us a very complicated process, but we're right here at the file that we want. But let's look at it with the error keys and look at the different drives and what's available.
C colon, D colon, E colon, F colon, C colon, backup, C, backup, IMG 512.11.22.23.5:41.
And it apparently looked at all the drives and found an IMG. The IMG is the extension that it saves. And it apparently looked for all IMG files. And I thought I had more, but it is showing the XP backup IMG that I made. So it can be that simple. But let's go down and look at the D drive.
D colon. Display left or greater 708215:08.
And it looks just like an MS-DOS screen of the DIR command. It's showing everything that's there, and it's displayed it. And we just have to air down through it and look at it and confirm it.
LT less dirt greater 708. Music less dirt rate. Mimusy 1 less dirt. Stack up. IMG 2,147,000,000.
And there we have the XP backup.
36,11,22,23,6:23.
Now, it seems easy with me doing it now, but believe me, the first time I did that, I was trying to hit the backspace to tree out of this directory and trying to hit other error keys to open a tree of directories. So, had a little bit of a Windows learning curve or DOS learning curve going on there. And that's how you do it. You just select the image, and I think it asks you questions about confirming the image. I'm going to take a chance on that.
Stack up. IMG 2 built. Hard drive 0.
And it's asking if we want to restore it to hard drive 0, which is what we want to do.
No name 0, partition 0, 119,469 MB FAT32. Are you sure you want to continue with the restore YN?
And we don't. Because I have a fully functioning copy of Windows on my system, and I'm totally happy with it, and I'm not going to change it. So, no.
And no name 0, partition 0, 19, hard drive 0, file, restore image, decode back greater.
And that's going to wrap it up for this review. Again, you can find this program at www.bootitng.com, and the price of the program is $19.95. If you need any help with this program or you would like to contact me, my email address is dball10@bellsouth.net. And thank you for listening.
And thank you for listening. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, this is Dave Williams, saying until next time, bye for now.